a cheery note to end on. Alan Grant.
What's the time coming up to 24 minutes past 7 now?
Thoughts for the day this morning comes from Alistair McIntosh of the Centre for Human Ecology at Strathclyde University. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Gillian. In a couple of minutes, I'll be leaving Glasgow and heading north for celebrations on the Isle of Egg. It's exactly a decade since seven generations of landlordism there came to an end. 10,000 donations from around the world brought the island into community ownership, and a sea change rolled into Scotland. I vividly remember how a journalist asked a farmer's wife what it felt like. "Yesterday," she replied, "I had a house, but today I have a home." And for me, that sums up the importance of Scotland's land reform. It deepens people's sense of belonging. It gives folks something to take responsibility for, and that stimulates businesses, social housing, and nature conservation, all of which strengthen a sense of community of place. 10 years ago, in a marquee symbolically pitched on the ex-Laird tennis court, Brian Wilson, then an MP, got up and declared game, set and match to the people of Egg. He also announced setting up the community land unit within Highlands and Islands Enterprise. So far, this has helped over 150 communities to bring a third of a million acres under their control, and that's an amazing 2% of the entire Scottish landmass. But as Egg celebrates, let's also remember Scotland's pioneering Victorian land reformers, Mary Macpherson, John Murdoch, and the Reverend Donald McCallum, to name but three. They understood that land is about much more than just agriculture or economics. It's also a bond that is psychological, cultural, and even spiritual. As the Bible puts it, the profit of the earth is for all. And as Dougie MacLean sings, you cannot own the land owns you. That's the historical character of Scotland's land reform, and I do believe we need that spiritual depth just as much for the future, or else, quite literally, we'd risk losing the plot.
Thank you very much. Thoughts for the day with Alistair McIntosh. And as Egg celebrates, our reporter is there, and what reporter would be better than Ian MacDonald, and we'll be speaking to him about 25 past 8. The time now is 26 minutes past 7.
I'm back to get the latest sports news now.